Hello and welcome to the Adventure in Oneness, Three Keys to Loving You. Three easy tools that you can use every day to begin the bliss-filled love affair that you could be having with you. Is it time to allow you to bathe in that infinite love that you could have for you? Now, what's interesting is us as infinite beings, we have the talent, ability, capacity to be any energy at any time, or we should, yet how often do we allow ourselves to choose and bathe in this infinite love? How often do you allow yourself to have that and be that for you? And is it time to actually bring that into being every day of your life, so that the foundation and platform from your life and for your life is actually where you interact with this infinitely loving presence called you? There just happens to be 7 billion different aspects of this infinitely loving presence, and you have all of nature and the sky and the clouds and the earth and the breeze. What's interesting is, can you feel the vibration that's coming into this audio? Into this room. Isn't it wonderful? So just beyond the walls of your reality, what if there is this infinitely loving presence that's just waiting to embrace you totally, give you a huge infinite hug, and actually love away anything that feels stuck at all? What if every judgment that you've had of you could be swallowed by this infinite presence, be released by this infinite presence, and return you to the infinite being with infinite choice and infinite energy that you were designed to be? Does that sound like fun? Okay, wonderful. Now, the thing about this infinite love and how to actually be this and have this for you. Okay, one of the first things that I was looking at is some of the tools to begin incorporating into your world every day. Okay, one of them would be, what if when you woke up in the morning, you created what I like to call as a loving moment, where just for a moment, okay, well, actually, let's do it in this moment. How about we create this loving moment so that you can wake up every day and then reenact this loving moment and expand on it every morning? Does that sound like fun?
Yes.
Okay, so just pick something that you're really grateful for, that you just love so much, whether it be a partner, whether it be a friend, whether it be a dog, whether it be a teacher, whoever that is for you. And right now, just kind of be that infinite loving presence with them. And if it's a dog, just go ahead and imagine just petting that dog and hugging that dog and loving that dog. Or if it's a relationship, you're just like, oh, you're giving them a big hug and you're just sharing all this infinite love with them. Wonderful. Now, would you be willing to put out your hands and put a ball of that infinite love into your hands? And now, turn the energy of that infinite love onto you. Oh, is that good or is that good? Okay. And begin having a conversation about how much you actually love and adore you. Now, it's interesting because we spend almost our whole lives having gratitude for everybody else, loving everybody else, projecting all that love onto everyone. What if it was time to actually turn that infinite love onto you and allow yourself to bathe in your own light, to bathe in your own infinite love for self? Okay, so with your hands on your heart, just for a moment, say a few things to you in your own head that allow you to know and be and have this infinite love for you. You might be saying, God, I love myself. Wow, I am so incredible. Wow, look at all the consciousness I'm choosing. I am changing not only my world, but everybody else's. I'm a gift and contribution of magnitude. I wonder how for the rest of this day, the universe is going to gift me with all kinds of signs and all kinds of people to remind me of this infinite love. I wonder what it would take for the universe to blow my receiving out of the water today with this infinite love. All right, universe, I'm willing to receive it. So just take a moment, say 4 or 5 things to yourself, and allow that vibration to go through your body, through your reality. Noticing all the deep breaths in the audience. So you might notice that your body's like, oh, let's take a breath. So it may be letting go of some of that other vibration that doesn't allow you to really embark on this vibrational journey of loving you for the day. Isn't that cool? So how do you feel after that? Wonderful, right? So what if instead of waking up and feeling like, oh my God, here's all the stuff I have to do today, and I feel like crap, and whatever else, I got to be in traffic, and I'm stressed out, and my kids are bothering me, and my husband, and you know, what if instead of going into all the problems and wrongnesses, you woke up every day and just had even a minute of this? Would you be willing to honor you with doing this every day?
Yes.
Wonderful. Yes, I love it. Okay, so beginning to embark on that journey of infinite love. So the next tool that I'd love to give you that would begin also allowing you to access more of this infinite love. So how many of you guys have like attempted to sort of love yourself, but it feels wonky and you can't quite get there and you don't really even know how to do it? So probably the first step is clearing away the ideas that you have about love, right? Because how many of you guys had parents that said, I love you, but they were really in judgment of you? And so you go, oh, that's love. Or you had, you know, people who gave their life up for you. And they said, oh, well, this is love. And so you try to give your life up for somebody else to prove that you love them. Okay, can you feel all that energy? Okay, so would you be willing to bring up all that vibration in your universe, all that energy, and would you now be willing to be the energy that incinerates it? And just let all that vibration go. So what have you defined as love that makes you feel heavy? When I love this person, I do this. This is what love is. How many of you guys have the significance and the meaning and the heaviness and the only one person and the no choice and the holy Moses, huh? Okay, so does any of that make you feel as light and as big as the universe? Okay, so we know what's actually true in consciousness is what's light and as big as the universe. Anything that has a kind of charge on it, what if that's actually just not true in oneness? Cool, huh? Okay, so would you be willing to gather up all those ideas about what love is? All those conclusions about what love is? All the vibration you've defined as love? All the belief systems you defined as love? Okay, and would you be willing to be the energy to totally let all of that go? There you go. First, we're going to clear out your love closet. Because if you notice, it's more like skeletons or demons in the closet rather than something that makes you feel as light and as big as the universe. Okay, wonderful. So when I speak of infinite love, it's more like that infinite energy, that gifting presence, that nurturing, kind, and caring, and expansive energy that is everything and everywhere, and could be flowing through every pore of your body and being every moment of every day. Oh, doesn't that feel wonderful? Okay, so let's connect you to this energy of that space of infinite love. Because if you sort of come from this place of, I'm trying to love myself with significance, I'm trying to make me matter, I'm trying to make me mean something, then you may be selling yourself short on the amount of energy that you can be and receive in this area. Does that make sense? Cool. Okay, so this is exciting. I love connecting you guys with this. Because for me, it's like, as an infinite being, you should have your choice for infinite energy. So if you're not being all of this now for you, what are we waiting for? And why are we waiting? And why would we wait? What if the universe was yours to have? What if this infinite presence is just beyond the walls of your reality, whispering, open, open, open. Would you let me in? Open, open, open. Okay, so go ahead and close your eyes and expand out as big as the room that you're in. Okay, now expand out as big as the city block that you're in. Now expand out as big as the city. Now expand out as big as the state. In the country, in the world, deep down through the earth, way up into the sky, and expand out to universes and beyond. So from this space, can you actually judge you? You can't, can you? You have to make yourself a lot smaller in order to make yourself feel terrible about you. So what if this was the beginning of the space of this infinite love? Now what we're going to do is also turn this energy on and up. Bring more of your awareness to the expansiveness of it. The wonderment, the amazement, the miraculousness of it, okay? So just stay as big as the universe. You can go ahead and open your eyes, okay? So what do the mountains know about love? Would you be willing to pull that energy into your body? Stay this big. Just pull that energy into your body. What does the breeze know about you loving you? Would you be willing to ask the breeze, hey, what do you know about infinitely loving me? Would you be willing to pull that energy in? So what do the ocean and the dolphins and the whales know about this total receiving of you, this acknowledgement of you as this miraculous, beautiful energy? So would you allow yourself to receive what the dolphins and the whales know about this infinite love of you? Now, what's interesting about the dolphins and the whales is they're this playful energy too. There's this joy. I mean, have you seen dolphins that they're not, okay, I guess it's my turn to spin up and jump out of the water, and you did it last time, so I'll do it this time. Frank, it's your turn next time. I gotta make these humans happy. Not so much, right? See, the thing is, they're embodying this joy of living, this love that is expanding, this presence, this awareness, and this energy that is constantly just opening and opening and opening in every molecule in this entire universe. So, would you be willing to bring back in that playful, joyful energy that the dolphins know about truly living? Bring it in. There you go. Let it swirl around your body. Let it swirl around your heart. Ooh, that's kind of fun, isn't it? Just imagine that a dolphin is just going straight through the center of your, you know, heart vibrationally, jumping up out of the water, coming back down and spinning around some more. Wow. So would you allow your reality to be upset by that infinite love and playfulness and infinite joy that you could be? Because the thing is, it'll sort of like, what do they call it? Tip your apple cart. What do they say about the apple cart? Upset your apple cart. Yeah, your entire reality is like one of those apple carts. When you add all this energy into it, it's like, whoa, wait, hold on. My sadness is being invalidated. Whoa. I thought life was terrible. Hold on. I can't be pissed off in traffic anymore. Hold on. My relationship and everywhere I'm upset with my husband and kids is about to go away. So would you allow that to leave now?
Yes.
Okay. So would you expand out as big as the universe and bring in that infinite love to actually let go of all the upset? Let it go. All the sadness. Okay. And let that energy kind of, as it gets stuck on different energies, can you feel the stuckness in your body as you bring it in? So kind of what you could do vibrationally is just be with that and allow it to kind of come in and just melt that energy. And then allow the energy of the stuckness to be carried away in that sea of infinite love that's just kind of rushing through your body. And if you think you're not doing it, you are. Okay? Your cognitive mind has a really good time telling you how you aren't doing it right and how you're not good and all that stuff. The thing is, you as an infinite being are totally magical. Anything that you ask for actually occurs, okay? Anything that you choose actually occurs. Now, you have to almost be willing to notice that it is occurring instead of getting your cognitive mind to tell you that it's not occurring, okay? So if your cognitive mind is saying you're not doing it right, you're doing it wrong, you're not really experiencing this right, just notice it and then also bring into your awareness what is moving. Hold on. What is shifting? Hold on, what is really going on here? And you'll find that by redirecting your awareness, you will actually begin to notice that something is occurring. Because the thing is, there's no way for nothing to occur. Okay? Every molecule in this entire universe is always changing. That's what's actually going on. Okay? Okay. So, step number one would be waking up every day and having those loving moments with you. Step number two would be expanding out as big as the universe and allowing you to tap in to that sea of infinite love. Just be present with all that vibration. Ask some of those questions. Hey, what does the dolphins know about me loving me? I'm going to bring that in. What does the sky know about this vibration of this opening and this space and this beautiful energy? Okay? And step number three, my friends, would be throughout your day, would you be willing to not play with judgment? What if judgment was something that just a lot of people did, but you just didn't have to play with? See, the thing is, this universe is a sandbox, right? It includes lots of different things. Now, it's like there are tools like judgment that people whack themselves in the head with all the time. So what if you just kind of set down the weapons of judgment that you do to you and began picking up the tools of bringing in this infinite energy? Of instead of going into even judgment of someone, you go, hold on, wait, let me picture a stop sign. How could I bring in what I'm grateful for? How about I just start redirecting my awareness to actually operate completely differently. Now, what's amazing about this is every time you choose something new, what if you reroute your entire system to begin resonating with your new choice? Is that cool? So in a lot of different audios, we've talked about eliminating judgment and stopping judgment. But what I begin to notice, what I begin to notice is that people take that really seriously, right? They take it really seriously, and then they end up in judgment because they're in judgment. So what if it was more like, hey, people are doing judgment, judgment's all around you, you're basically in a world of judgment, everybody else is on the playground with a tool whacking themselves in the head. You're just willing to watch everybody whack themselves in the head and not grab the tool and whack yourself too. And then every time you notice it, you're like, oh, I'm doing that silly cute thing that people do on this planet. Never mind. And you just kind of throw the tool back into the sandbox. Well, does that feel a lot lighter?
Yes.
Oh, thank goodness. Okay, so one of the tools that I used to begin eliminating this judgment, because the thing is, if you have judgments of you, like you're not good enough, you're not enough, you're unlovable, you're unworthy, how much can you embody this infinite love? No. And have you noticed how heavy all of those belief systems actually feel? So we know that what's light and expansive and as big as the universe is actually true, and what has a charge on it or what makes you feel contractive isn't actually true. So what if all that's been going on is you've been picking up lies that other people have been functioning from and hitting yourself in the head with it? What if it wasn't even your lie? Okay, let me ask you this question. This would be a really great one to begin opening the door to you knowing that you have no judgment. So if you were all by yourself on this planet and you said something, would you ever say, oh my God, I just said the wrong thing? You wouldn't, would you? So what if judgment has always come from an outside source? What if judgment has always come from an outside source? What if you are not the creator of the judgment of you? What if you were just the one that noticed that there was a shovel that somebody was hitting themselves in the head with and went, oh, that's what's done here? You just grabbed somebody else's shovel and started hitting yourself in the head too. Okay, so would you be willing to bring up every judgment of you that you think is yours, that you think you created, that you think you need to deal with or handle? Okay, and would you be willing to be the energy to set down all those tools and let go of all that vibration that keeps you picking it back up? Just let it go. Set down the tools, my friend. Now, the thing is, you as an infinite being, do you have infinite awareness? You actually do. Now, you guys think your infinite awareness is you. How you feel screwed up, how you're still in judgment, how every, you know, you're still doing all these conclusions, you're not really being this question that opens up. No, no. You guys, you're aware. You're aware of how everybody's functioning on this entire planet. So awareness can either be a gift or a curse, right? If you use your awareness to keep paying attention to the heavy stuff, keep looking at the judgments, keep, persecuting yourself for everything you think you're not being, then yeah, you're kind of putting yourself through heck on this playground, aren't you? Now, what if you could also use that awareness to keep your eye on the prize? To where you're always being aware of this infinite energy. You're always being aware of the breeze on your skin. You're always being aware of this infinite presence that's always here. And regardless of the little kids, the two-year-olds that are hitting themselves with shovels on the playground, you're still really willing to just pay attention to this energy and watch them hit themselves and have no problem with it. So, my friends, what if all of the judgments that you think you have of you aren't yours? They're just shovels that you borrowed from some people that weren't being very nice to themselves. So would you let go of all the association with you and all those shovels? Yes. Oh, just let it go. There you go. Okay, so for your day, what if every time anything that felt like a contraction or a judgment came up, you just kind of pictured a stop sign, noticed the judgment, and then just set back down that tool, that shovel. Like, oh, that's right, I don't play with this any longer. The thing is, you're still going to be aware of judgment because you're in a world of judgment. What would it take for you to be aware that you actually aren't judgment, you're just aware of it? Now, the stronger and stronger, the more and more you choose this space and this beauty and this infinite love and this expansion and this loving of self, the less and less you resonate with these heavier vibrations, to where they feel more and more like a foreign object in your universe. So, how about this? Would you be willing to pull up all that vibration of judgment? All the stories around all that judgment? All the reasons for all that judgment? Everything you don't even think is judgment that's judgment? Everything you're not willing to be aware of with all that judgment? Okay. And would you be willing to now open up to that sea of infinite love and allow all that energy just to pass through all that vibration and let go of it and bring that infinite vibration through your body and let it reharmonize your field? Just allow all that infinite loving energy, all that oneness, just to come on in. And let go of all that stuck vibration. Just let it go. Just let it go. And don't look at it on the way out, by the way. We don't need to know anything about it. We're not still trying to figure it out. We're not still trying to fix it or change it. We're just allowing it to leave. Okay, so as the stories come up and they try to grab you, because at one point they were very significant and meaningful to you, so the meaning is coming back out, like, am I still meaningful? It's trying to get your attention so that you be the conscious observer of it and go, oh, thanks. Actually, let's take all the energy I put into that, undo all of that, and then let the paradigm go. There you go. That was brilliant. Wonderful. Okay, would you also be willing to, at night, before you go to bed, have another loving moment with you? Thing is, one thing I know about this infinite universe is that it's infinitely gifting. So what if, by going to sleep and bringing in this infinite energy, bringing in this infinite love, expanding out as big as the universe, applying that gratitude you have for your dog or your friend or whoever actually to yourself, and having even just a minute of this before you go to bed, what if that almost like sets your system up for the receiving in the universe for the night? Okay, and before you go to bed, would you be willing to ask the universe, hey, anything that's not resonant in my system or in my field, would you be willing to just wash it away while I sleep? Totally willing to receive it. Hey, might as well get the universe to do a whole bunch of work on you while you're sleeping. But the universe called you to work. Wonderful. So every time you choose to embark on this journey of infinite loving, of infinitely loving you, what if it really changes your whole vibrational structure, your whole awareness of you, and everything, actually, about you? Now, I will tell you, the more and more that I honor and love me and adore every aspect of me, How does that actually affect my life? Well, probably made, I don't know, somewhere between 10 to 20 times more income. Amazing. The way I've structured my business has changed. My relationships with friends and family members have totally changed. I've had someone show up in my world who just infinitely loves me. So all that relationship stuff and all that man stuff, it's like that has actually changed. So my body is so much more orgasmic. It's like a bliss-filled, joy-filled adventure to actually be alive. Isn't that cool? So it's really interesting because we've really been trained to be quite mean to us and to judge us and all that stuff. But really, what if the only thing that's really been occurring in your world around all this was a simple case of mistaken identity? Where you've mistaken yourself as limitation. You've mistaken yourself as these judgments. You've mistaken yourself as not good enough, not enough, undeserving, and unworthy. Okay, and is it time to actually go on the adventure of really finding out who you are? And being who you were designed to be. Has there been moments in your world where you've opened up this presence and this love and walked around your world and just like, as if you were walking on sunshine? Okay? Is it time to actually move into this for you and allow this to be the foundation for the new creation of your life? To where you check in with this infinite love and you go, cool, how is this resonating with that expansive, huge, gifting vibration? Oh, wow, okay, it aligns. All right, let's choose that. And if you tap into something and you go, it feels a little off or heavy or there's something kind of, you know what, how about we just, let's ask some questions about that one before we choose it. So what if you could reroute your whole world to begin choosing this infinite love, having this infinite love, being this infinite love, and using this foundation of energy to create a life where you gifted to it, it gifted to you, and this whole universe could be constantly expanding, contributing, and gifting to you in every moment of every day? Is it time to actually embark on this infinite loving of you? Will you officially give yourself permission?
Yes.
Okay, as much as you're willing to say yes with a big open heart is as much as the change gets to occur. So are you willing to drop all that chains of reality and just with all of your heart say yes?
Yes.
Welcome to the beginning of having this bliss-filled love affair with you.